This is Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a production of Catholic Radio Indy. Now here's today's program.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy. I'm Jim Ganley, and our co-host today is...
Patty Zunica.
Surprise!
Sitting in for
Patty
Bridget
is our
Ayer.
Operations manager here at Catholic Radio and sitting in for Bridget Ayer. So welcome, Patty, and we're going to welcome our guests here in just a moment. But we want to thank everybody for the great share-a-thon last week here
Absolutely.
On Catholic Radio. It turned out to be our best fall share-a-thon since about 2014.
Woo-hoo, so, still feels weird not ringing that little bell.
We were all in this very studio last week for what seemed like hours and hours and hours at a time because, well,
it was
hours and hours and hours at a time. But we enjoy doing it, and hopefully we make it a little bit fun to listen to. And it does raise the funds that we need to keep Catholic Radio on the air because Catholic Radio is a listener-supported station.
And we love the opportunity to listen
comments when people call in about how Catholic Radio has affected their lives really kind of buoys us up again and gets us going again. So we need that as well. So thank you to everybody who is one of our regular donors. Thank you to everybody who jumped on the bandwagon last week during our share-a-thon. And thank you to all of the volunteers who came in and answered the phone, did some of the paperwork, and all the things necessary to make a share-a-thon work. And to our staff who we all got tired, but who worked very hard to make it a success. So thank you.
And
thank
to
you.
Our guests.
Thank
we had some wonderful guests.
We did.
It's wonderful. It's so fun to have our guests in the office. We had several local priests, and so to give them an opportunity to get on the air and have people meet them over the air is wonderful.
It is fun to interact with them because even in your own parish, for a lot of people, they see the priest for an hour every Sunday.
Yes.
And, we hear a homily for 8, 10, 12 minutes on a Sunday. And unless you're involved in your parish a lot of other ways, that may be the only context you know your pastor in.
Yes.
Well, when we get him in here, we want them to be human. We want them to tell us a little bit about themselves, their background, and what makes them tick. And it's a lot of fun, and we learn a lot about some of the area pastors. We've got a big project coming up here that we want to talk to you about. We've got a couple of guests in studio, so let's get right to our guest.
Right. So October is Pro-Life Month, and today we're going to be talking a little bit about a ministry that's aimed to help those who are suffering after the choice of having an abortion. We have two guests today who have been with Catholic Radio several times and in the pro-life movement here in Indianapolis. So it's our pleasure to have them both as our guests talking about. First, we have Sharon Carl, who is a... Sharon, you can tell what your official title is.
I've known Sharon Carl we've been on the air for 15 years, and most of that time I have known Sharon Carl, and I have to tell you, I know nothing about Sharon Carl, except she's a super person. I always enjoy
it. And I meet her at the Women's Conference in Indianapolis, and any of you who are involved in pro-life.
But tell us a little bit about Sharon Carl, who you are.
Yes.
And go ahead.
Okay. I'm a licensed clinical social worker, and I've been doing that a long, long time. It's something I really enjoy. I am originally from Alabama. I know Blake Shelton has a song that says, Georgia's God's country, but Alabama is God's country. And I've been here a long time in Indianapolis. I worked several different places, but it's usually been in therapy, all age ranges. The place I work for now, my youngest patient's about 4. The oldest is 85.
Oh, wow.
And so I stay pretty busy with that, and I enjoy it. Rachel's Vineyard Retreat I've been doing for about 10, 11 years, I think. And that is just the most tremendous experience. I see more healing in a Rachel's Vineyard Retreat weekend than I can see in years of doing therapy in a secular situation, because it's Jesus who's in charge at the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat.
Well, and that's, today we are going to be talking specifically about Rachel's Vineyard and the whole ministry of Rachel's Vineyard, but also we have David Bangs today.
Good morning.
And yeah, and David, tell us a little bit about yourself. Now, you are the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat Coordinator for the Diocese of Lafayette.
That's correct.
Okay.
I live in Kokomo, and my life is basically exclusively pro-life work these days, several different aspects of pro-life work. I'm a sidewalk counselor. I do post-abortion counseling in addition to the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat setting. I'm on the board of a pregnancy center.
So if anybody's involved with pro-life, probably in the Diocese of Lafayette or the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, they probably know David.
It could be.
Or at least have crossed paths with him. If you don't know him,
you've
probably crossed paths with him for sure.
So now, what is Rachel's Vineyard? And I'm going to ask both of you, but we can start with David since I know you came in with the brochure.
I did.
So that is good. But I, what is Rachel's Vineyard? How did you get involved with it? But what's the significance of the name?
The significance of the name, it's a from a biblical passage. I wish I could quote chapter and verse. Oh, Sharon says I can quote chapter and verse.
Jeremiah 31, verse 15.
Thank you. In Ramah is heard the sound of sobbing, bitter weeping. Rachel mourns for her children. She refuses to be consoled for her children. They are no more. So the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat is a weekend healing retreat for those who have suffered the trauma of abortion, either directly, you know, the women that have had the abortions themselves, mm-hmm. People that have participated, either, you know, parents or boyfriend, husband, whatever, that took them to the abortion clinic, mm-hmm. And even sometimes spouses that were not involved, but through their spouse's loss, their life has been affected as well. Grandparents, aunts and uncles, siblings, whatever, yes.
Now, for some young people who might be listening right now, they've probably grown up in a secular atmosphere where, gee, abortion's legal. What's the big deal?
Right.
You have abortion, you forget about it. That doesn't work for most people.
It doesn't work that way, no. And a lot of people are able to forget about it for a period of time. You know, it's, I think, God's way of protecting them to mm-hmm. some degree. Mm-hmm. I lost my first child to abortion almost 40 years ago. And for over 20 years, I was able to block it out mm-hmm. and didn't ever give it a thought. But it does affect, in many ways, the way we function. A lot of people suffer from depression. I would say, you know, Sharon's in the therapy end of things, but I do counseling as well. And I would say that virtually everybody that has had an abortion suffers from depression in some form or another. A lot of them have addiction issues, promiscuity, attempted suicide, successful suicide mm-hmm. occasionally. So it does have a tremendous effect, even if they don't understand that abortion is the cause of it.
So Sharon, I'm going to ask you this, because you have the social work background. What drew you to this? And I have to say, it's a ministry. It is Jesus-based, it's biblical-based. What drew you to this area of support and Rachel's Vineyard?
I was asked.
doesn't that how it happens
yes,
often?
I was Sister Diane Carollo, who you know.
Yes. Absolutely.
She was
St. Luke's.
Right. And right. She at the time was over the pro-life office for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis. Mm-hmm. And Sister Diane, for those who do not know her, is a tall Italian from the Brooklyn.
Yes.
you know it. If you talk to her, you know she's from Brooklyn.
And so she approached me one day and she said, I've been watching you for a couple of years now, and we need a therapist for Rachel's Vineyard Retreat. Would you do that? And I immediately said yes. And I always tell people, I immediately thought, who said that? Because I couldn't believe I had said yes.
Yeah.
And so that's how I got started. It's been about 10 or 11 years. And so that's how long I've been involved. And it's something, I can't describe enough what it's like. I think everyone who goes through it, you know, even as a facilitator, a therapist, or a chaplain, because we do have a chaplain who comes.
That's wonderful.
And it's the first time you're just overwhelmed by the intensity of the emotions mm-hmm. that happened there. The last chaplain we had, was his comment at the end. It was his first time, and he goes, I didn't know it was going to be so intense.
Wow. Wow. Just want to take a moment here to reintroduce our guest, Sharon Carl, who is the Project Rachel Counselor for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and David Bangs, who is the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat Coordinator for the Diocese of Lafayette. They're both sharing some information about an upcoming event. And we haven't mentioned, and I'm going to ask you a question, and I know you won't answer it all, the date, time, and place of the upcoming event. And I know you won't answer it all because you'll give me the date and the time, but not the place.
Yeah, we don't actually disclose the exact retreat location just for privacy concerns. Obviously, this is a very sensitive issue, and it's a very difficult decision for these men and women to make to step out to the retreat. So we do everything we can to protect their decision and their confidentiality. So the retreat is November 15th through the 17th. It's in the Kokomo area, and begins Friday evening and ends mid-afternoon on Sunday.
Great. Now, Sharon, I know that David, you talked about some of the after feelings and I would say it comes out in perhaps depression, anger, and what do you both see, and either one of you can answer this, how it affects family members? Because I think oftentimes people think, well, it was my choice, and I just have to keep it closed, and if I just put it away in a shoebox and put it in the back of my brain, my life can go forward. How do you see that it affects the family members around that person? And you're right, I'd never even thought about it being the men who are involved as well as the grandparents.
Mm-hmm. But there are triggers people have all through lives, I think, their lives about the abortion itself. For the women, I know they remembered sometimes the procedure. Sometimes it's been so traumatic they don't remember anything. But they know there's a loss. They know they've lost a child.
Well, and that is interesting you brought that up. I have a friend who went through it in college, which I think is so common, which is why you're so a blessing on college campuses. But then when she would drive or go back either for a reunion or drive past that college campus and get closer to that abortion clinic, she would have panic attacks. Mm-hmm. And just didn't realize how, until she would come up to that trigger, she didn't even know what was happening. She just knew she was getting anxious, sweaty, yes. Would do everything she could not to go to those reunions because of what that brought back, the trigger.
Right. We have a friend who had abortions probably 40 years ago, and to this day, she will not drive past Planned Parenthood.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because it brings back that pain.
Right.
Very profound. We're going to take just a short break here, and we'll be back with more about Rachel's Vineyard and the upcoming Rachel's Vineyard Retreat.
Have you been married and have since divorced? Do you think your marital status prevents you from coming to church? Most Catholics and non-Catholics unfortunately have a lot of misconceptions about marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Pope Francis has recently encouraged all people with questions about marriage to make an appointment and talk with their parish priest. As Catholic priests, we look forward to the opportunity to help you on your journey through life. Please make an appointment to speak with the priest today. We are and will always be here for you.
It's foundation, and that foundation is the Word of Jesus Christ.
Catholic Radio Indy.
To help lift my spirit and brighten my mood.
Think of all the media our young people are exposed to today. MTV, movies, what passes for entertainment on TV, song lyrics that are questionable or worse. Where do they hear the message that it's okay to be chaste and modest, or that it's not crazy to practice their faith, or to believe in a God who loves them and can forgive them no matter what they do? Catholic Radio is the answer. Be sure to tell your friends and relatives about Catholic Radio Indy.
This is Faith in Action on Catholic Radio. I'm Jim Ganley. Our co-host today is Patty Zunica. And our guests are Sharon Carl, Project Rachel Counselor for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis, and David Bangs, Rachel's Vineyard Retreat Counselor for the Diocese of Lafayette. And we've been talking a lot about the Project Rachel, the Rachel's Vineyard Project, and the upcoming retreat.
Right, and their upcoming retreat, again, is November 15th through 17th in the Kokomo area. And we want to talk about the resources available to help post-abortive women and men and family members how to deal with the effects of having an abortion. Sharon, tell me how you know if you're ready to attend a retreat like this.
A lot of times people say that it's just something that's been on their hearts a long time. Most of the people who come to the retreat, as David had talked about, someone, it's been 40 years since her abortion. It's really a lot of people, 20, 30, 40 years, who come to the retreats. As you said, those who have, you know, it's closer, they maybe are not ready. But I think we have to give people permission to come. We have to, people say, I've had women say, when the priest will say at the altar that, you know, when they talk about abortion and then say, but we know for some of you this is very personal because you have experienced this and we want you to know God's mercy and love for you. Mm-hmm. And they know then they can approach that priest. 1 in 4 women are post-abortive.
Yes.
Wow.
And so
when you think of looking out in your parish.
That's right.
And David, you know, you brought up a wonderful, it is not just women. So at this retreat, tell me how you can tailor some of the retreats for some of the men or what you could be looking for at that.
Well, the abortion, there's a lady named Janet Marana who is part of a ministry called Silent No More, and she's also involved with Priests for Life. She wrote a book called Shockwaves of Abortion, and that pretty well defines the, it's a good analogy, because abortion doesn't just affect the unborn child, it doesn't just affect the mother, it affects everybody that's involved, everybody that's around, and our culture as a whole, you know. There are, as Sharon said, 1 in 4 women has had an abortion.
That's an amazing statistic.
It is an amazing.
I've never heard that before.
Ironically, Planned Parenthood will say 1 in 3. They want to normalize it. They want, you know, 1 in 3 women. They want to spin that, you know,
yes,
and say it's even more normal than what it is. But about 40% of women who seek abortions now have already had one too. That's another sort of a startling statistic. Is once it's happened, they're more inclined to go back and have another one.
Mm-hmm. Now, you were talking about a lot of the people at the retreat having had an abortion 5, 10, 20 years ago.
Yes.
Is it also something that would be appropriate for someone who had one last week, last month, last year?
Sometimes it is. Sometimes they're not really ready to
right.
make that step.
It's got to be processed. I don't know if you've noticed this, Sharon, but when I started with Rachel's Vineyard, everybody that came to the retreats was, you know, 15 to 40, 50 years on from their abortion. And that has significantly turned, and we're seeing more people signing up for the retreats that are more fresh.
Uh-huh.
And I think we can attribute that to the fact that it's in their face. You know, it's on mm-hmm. YouTube. It's in the public forum. You know, abortion wasn't talked about as much as
Absolutely.
It is now, and all the social media.
The movies out.
The movies,
yeah.
Yes, exactly. So it's being, they're being forced to deal with it, and they're understanding sooner that this is the root of their issues.
I would say in my secular job, you know, I see lots of patients. We're scheduled like 14 patients a day,
wow.
half an hour of therapy each time where I work. And so over 2 months, I can have a lot of new people I've seen for a while. And I ask people about, you know, you know, if they've had miscarriages or stillbirths or abortions. And I can go for 2 months and nobody's had an abortion. But everything they're talking about, the anger, the depression, they don't know where that comes from. It's so, like, I know there's an abortion in this person's history.
Well, that's, after working here, and now I think my doctors all know that I work here, and I was talking to one of my doctors, and I brought it up. I said, you know, do people put down, and, you know, not asking any medical specifics, but I said, do you find people are now, women are now more readily putting down that they put, because women wouldn't even put it down on a form that they had an abortion. And the effects that the doctors are guessing what these women are, and David, I have to say, these men, you know, if you don't have, if you're not even acknowledging it, that that could be at the root of some of your medical conditions, both physical and mental health. I think it's wonderful that you have the Silent No More, that you have people coming out and talking about this so that we can see all the long-term effects.
I agree. And, you know, I just think people need to know that with Rachel's Vineyard Retreat, it's for healing. It's not judging. No judging at all. And the person who, like I said before in the beginning, the person in charge of this retreat is Jesus. And that's why I think the healing is so much in that retreat.
Now, the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat is one place where people can get counseling for and a past abortion and things like that. But between retreats, are there places where an individual who, you know, next week or next month decides, gee, I really need to talk to somebody about this. Are there places that they can go?
They can always contact our office here in the Archdiocese and talk to Bree.
And the Lafayette Diocese also has a Project Rachel ministry. So the purpose of that is to connect people who, you know, either place them in a retreat that's upcoming, or connect them with someone for individual counseling.
And I know now most parishes, if you call a parish office, and you can do it anonymously, you can just call and say, you know, I wanted information on post-abortion retreats. You don't have to say it's for you. It could be for a friend. It does not matter. But get that information, and they will forward you to a someone in your area, either a counselor or, you're right, an upcoming retreat. And a wonderful opportunity to get help and healing.
Right. Mm-hmm. I will say that secular psychology generally doesn't acknowledge abortion as a significant issue in a person's past.
Yeah.
So, you know, Sharon is a rarity to work in secular psychology and or secular counseling and understand the significance of abortion, because most counselors don't.
And we've had a strange paradox here in the news recently with the doctor, and I hesitate to use the word doctor, Klopfer, with finding all of the fetuses, which is just such a sick story. And yet the news media was happy to put that on because it tugged at everybody's heart, and they love putting that story on. And yet at the same time, the next story on the next newscast might be about an abortion rights clinic where it's women's health, and how can that be? It can't be both.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it's shock factor, you know, it's shock value.
Right. So, David, can you give us some of, do you have resources available or a website that people can go to find out more about Rachel's Vineyard?
Yeah, rachelsvineyard.org is the primary website. Hopeforhealing.org is another one. SilentNoMore.org. I mentioned Silent No More, but all of those have testimonies from people who have had abortions or participated in an abortion and found healing. Most of them have found healing. Some of them are still struggling, but it helps people understand that they're not alone in this. You know, that they're not crazy because abortion affected them. You know,
any thoughts on how a person might give a gentle nudge to someone who they know has had an abortion, who they know is suffering from an abortion, who they know probably is never going to go on their own? Could you even approach that?
I think that's pretty challenging because people just really hold on tightly to that and keep it close to themselves. I know some friends who have had abortions, and so they have talked to me. They know each other, but the others don't know that each one has had one. And so, you know, I talk to them. I've encouraged them. One did go through a group. It's not Rachel's, but something mm-hmm. similar. Mm-hmm. But people just have, you can talk to them about it, but they have to be ready. They really have to be ready to face it. Because that's what it's about.
And we're talking about a retreat that's coming up. If you could, just kind of in a general way, discuss what the retreat's like. You said it's a Friday evening, right. Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
But what do they do during those days?
We have, I think the really powerful part of it is the scriptures, the living scriptures that we do. And the passages that we have are just so wonderful. And some meditations on that. And people being asked questions about how they related to that scripture touched them. And we've had people come who have not been Catholic. We've had people who were Baptist. We've had people who traveled because they didn't want to be in their area, mm-hmm. who've traveled sure. 10 hours to come here for a retreat. So, and sometimes they come because they came to support someone else and then discover, you know, I really needed this for myself.
Right.
And so that's how that works.
Okay, we've got just about a minute or so left. We want to give the date for the upcoming retreat and the time and the general area, and we discussed earlier why you don't want to give specifics as to exactly where the street address, where it's going to be, and that sort of thing, which you do give to people who sign up for
yes.
the course. But date, time, and place, and how do people sign up?
November 15th through 17th in the Kokomo area. It begins at 5 p.m. on Friday evening and ends typically about 2 or 3 on Sunday.
All right. So that is the Rachel's Vineyard Retreat coming up here in this area. So if you are somebody who would like to attend that, you can contact the folks at the numbers we've given you here. You can contact your local parish or
the Archdiocese of Indianapolis and get the Family Life office and ask for Bree.
Okay. And Lafayette, they would do it?
Yes. Project Rachel coordinator in the Diocese of Lafayette.
All right. Well, thank you very much for being our guests here and for sharing that with us. This has been Faith in Action on Catholic Radio Indy.
You have been listening to Faith in Action, the program that looks at how people put their faith into action in their everyday lives. Faith in Action is a presentation of Catholic Radio Indy. You can hear this episode of Faith in Action again or any past episode at CatholicRadioIndy.org. If you have a suggestion for a guest or topic for a future program, please call us at 317-870-8400. Or email Jim at CatholicRadioIndy.org.